Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hi, welcome to another day of fun, music, information, what's going on, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to open up the chat room. If you'd like to join the chat room, simply go to Blog Talk Radio, give yourself a Blog Talk name, log in, go to my show, and then you'll be in the chat room to promote whatever you want. Okay, I'll announce it. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, movie addict headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Next week, she'll be having a tribute to Christmas Story. You don't want to miss that. Check it out. Okay, what have we got going on? Lots of stuff. Oh, finally, a day of sunshine in New York City. I'm happy to see that, I can tell you that. Oh, it's always fun here. And what else we got going on? We got a lot of interesting things going on. What do you feel like, audience? Do you feel like some comedy or some music first? I don't know what to tell you. I need another cup of coffee, don't you?
Hello, handsome, how do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Hello, handsome, care to bowl with a handsome coffee roaster.
Hey, look out!
It's the fellas of Handsome Coffee!
Michael, Chris, and Tyler!
Hello, Apple Sisters!
Hello, handsome.
Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one,
we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful, it's science.
Science is tricky.
Step two, murky, murky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
What a wrangle made too.
Step three, drip, drip, drippity, drop, baby, drip.
Finally, the most important part, service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Mmm, heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Mm. Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, oh, nice.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee.
Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
Hey, I got a little announcement to make. In the spring of 2015, Roxanne Fontana set in motion the recording of Time Won't Wait with Jack Douglas producing. The John Lennon New York City Statue Project, dedicated to erecting a statue for John Lennon and his vision of world peace, and came on board as the executive producer. That was Douglas did. And he discovered Roxanne's song, and it's going to be released on the anniversary of Mr. Lennon's death. And the song is called Time Won't Wait. So you want to look up. You want to look up Roxanne Fontana and find out more information on her. I will try to give you a little bit more on her. She's got a CD, I know. I just checked it out on CD Baby right now called Souvenirs d'Amour. So you can check out her music there. You can also go to Roxanne Fontana on YouTube and check out what she's got there. She's got some teasers as to the song. I can't give it away because it's going to be released on December 8th. So you want to check her out. And that's coming up soon, very soon. And she's a very interesting woman, by the way, a poet, a writer, a songwriter, a mom. She's done so many things. And you want to check out this song. Hopefully, I'm going to try and have her on the show. Maybe she can call in, and even if she just read us the lyrics, you can check out Time Won't Wait on Vimeo as well, and look up Roxanne, okay? So Roxanne Fontana, that's who you got to be on the lookout, Time Won't Wait, produced by Jack Douglas. And that's going to be released on December 8th worldwide, and you can check it out. All righty, let's keep the show moving. I see Betty Jo Tucker is already in the chat room. Betty Jo, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. This week, A Christmas Story. You want to be in tune for that. All right, let's do a little comedy.
Hi, Liz. I like Clark Kent sitting behind you. How do you feel? A little Clark Kent action going on there. Friends in the corner. My friends at the high table up there. Oh, yeah, how you doing? I'd like to see everybody. You know, it's so misleading. You can't see this, but turn around just for a second and look at that wall. This place looks so more crowded than it is. For nothing. I'm just looking at me blankly. Like they're painted on or something. Oh, yeah, over here. Yeah, we go. Is that a date I see happening back there? Yes. What date is this? You're married 33 years? And he still has his arm around you? Let's hear it! Oh, my God! I spend most of my life going, get off me. Get off me. Running the bar and doing everything there. Are they not also putting like this kind of show and everything together? Oh, look at you, little popcorn lady here. Popcorn lady. Now, I can't tell. Are you related or friends? A little combination of both. Oh, God. Looks like the mafia down there. A little combination. Funny you should ask. Be careful on your way out tonight. I like this. You guys look like you're up to some fundraising or something, this table here. You guys, no? Nothing? Just fundraising, huh? Yeah, okay. We'll go over to the Mad Moose later and party down. What the heck? The name of the place is here. You turn a corner, there's a bar or a restaurant or something. It's a sharp turn, though. No parking. I guess in Binghamton, it's the tuck and roll premise of getting into the local establishment. Hey, we're there, tuck and roll. I'll be passing by later at 12. Run fast. Jump on the hood. Gosh, my way here, I drove in from New York City, and you know, it's a long way. Trying to entertain myself between my ears popping and not popping. And then I was playing a little fun game with myself, like, identify the species of roadkill, because you have so much on here. I swear, there were animals I couldn't even guess. I think it's either a beaver or a coyote beaver. I don't know, it's like twilight up here. And it's just a lot of animals, though. A lot of just, and they don't, you guys, like, I, you know what, I've seen you drive, so I know why there are a lot of animals. Now, I drive in New York City. I've never been so scared driving through a town here. I guess our laws don't apply to you. I'll just turn it wherever I want. And I think I'm going this thing, too. Oh, I'm going to go over here now. Okay. I think I'll cut off that other way. That's fine. You guys are dangerous, eh? Oh, you're cute together? Yes, how many years? Uh-oh, sorry, 33, 53, boom! Roses in the air, everywhere look around. Wow, that's nice, that's nice. Hi, looking at the very quiet guy here. Are you together? Behind? Yeah, you're together? You're looking around the room, I guess not, okay. We're gonna go in, if she says we're together. Don't even go there. We're not together. I like this. You got a very sophisticated thing going on with the earrings, the little blazer, you know. So I'll be damned. It's going to be Broadway for me tonight when I go to the big show. I've got to drive a long way for everything, to get to everything, too. But I don't know. I just... Okay, raise your hand if you're in the witness protection program. fun. I like checking out the new things. I went to the Long Dogs. With a short walk. Lost Dog. Okay, Lost Dog. Which, by the way, could have been the roadkill I saw coming in. Just saying. That was nice. That was nice. The sunrise house at the hotel is very nice. Everybody's so nice here. But I felt like I was getting jumped by the hotel staff. Everybody was trying to help me so much, and I was just trying to, I'm just trying to get my room. You don't have to help me. Please, stop. But they were. It was very nice. It's a nice town. I like it, too. A very Aryan crowd. I noticed that. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are you from?
I'm from New York.
You're from New York City? You're Jewish? Hey! We're all mishpacha! I'm Nancy Lombardo. And woo! This has been Ladies of Hollywood.
Always fun, always fun. Don't forget, December 8th is the release of Time Won't Wait by Roxanne Fontana. Check her out on YouTube, check her out online, but you won't hear the song till December 8th. Okay, let's have some more fun. I love this song. Rena Strober sings it so well.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in a world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
You can look up online, on Facebook. She's so much fun. I like to have fun. I like fun in music. I like parodies. I like it all. Comedy Concepts. We're not just about comedy. We're about just having a good time, right? Hey, oh. Hey, oh. Here we go with Stan Friedberg and a little Calypso action. And the one, and the two, and the three.
Day-o! Day-o! daylight come and me won't go home.
Wow, man, I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
It's too loud, man.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night on a drink of rum?
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Let's 6 foot, seven foot, 8 foot,
man. Too loud, man. Too loud.
6 foot, seven
hold it,
foot,
man.
Eight
hold it, hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
My ears. My ears. Like my ears. No, hold it, man. Too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to do the shout.
No, man. It's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole...
piercing.
...record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't shout.
No, I'm cutting, man. Like, I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off of me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay? How's this?
Too loud, man.
Okay.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Hey, beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come. Oh, man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes, hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Hey. Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stan Freberg. Gotta love him. Gotta love him. Here's another Stan Freberg.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again. Devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Say, did you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stop to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3.05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Betty Jo Tucker movie attic headquarters. This Tuesday, she will be featuring a tribute to The Christmas Story, one of the best holiday movies ever. Really? The best ever? All right, with Zach Ward. Okay, that's the actor who played the red-haired bully in the classic film. All right, you want to check that out? Movie Attic Headquarters on Blog Talk Radio. All right, the show is keeping going. Okay, and don't forget to check out Roxanne Fontana on Vimeo as well. A new release, a tribute to John Lennon, and I can't give anything away, but the song is called Time Won't Wait. All right, it's going to be a new single released on the 8th. Check it out. Check it out. All right. Okay. I love Sose. Sose the Elemental Wizard is what he's called. And he's just so creative, this guy. Check him out on Elemental Wizard. And all of his music and just his videos are just fantastic. Here's one of my favorites.
This is where a bar, I might be friendly, but tonight I'm on.
just want to dance tonight. Girl, stop hitting on me. I just want to dance.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gail and Betty Jo Tucker, for tuning in. This is Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Bye.